This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Michael Cohen admitting he stole money from the Trump Organization. The former fixer being questioned again by the defense earlier today in the former president's hush money trial. We're also learning that closing arguments aren't expected until next week.
He doesn't want there to be a lot of space between closing arguments, the charge to the jury, and when deliberations begin. So it looks like he'll let the closings occur next week. And then the jury charge and finally deliberations.
ABC's Aaron Katursky on Judge Juan Marchand's decisions. Elections are expected to be held in Iran in the next 50 days now that it's been confirmed President Ibrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash. The International Criminal Court is seeking warrants for war crimes and crimes against humanity against the leaders of Hamas and Israel, including Prime Minister Netanyahu. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard. Welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Dittrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Multiple law enforcement agencies are part of a homicide investigation in Trempealeau County. Wednesday night, the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Office began investigating a suspicious death. Over the weekend, the Sheriff's Office said it was a homicide investigation, but that the public was not in danger. Investigators said the death happened around the intersection of Highway 53 and County Highway TT near Ettrick. State investigators and neighboring sheriff's offices are helping with the investigation. Starting today, construction begins on a part of Highway 82 in Vernon County. The Wisconsin DOT says Highway 82 between Highway 35 and Highway 27 will be resurfaced. This week, crews will be marking intersections and detours, and beginning next Tuesday, Highway 82 will be closed until mid-September. The DOT says that the posted detours will use Highway 56 and Highway 14. The project will then wrap up in early October. For WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Brewers come up short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 9-4 to the Astros, coming up short 2-1 in the series. Milwaukee pitcher Colin Ray giving up 4 runs in the first inning alone. Manager Pat Murphy.
Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, you know, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled, and the five that he gave us were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but 2 home runs hurt us badly.
The Crew are now in Miami to face the Marlins tonight. NFL, OTAs get underway tomorrow in Green Bay. Voluntary workouts. Matt LaFleur asked how Jordan Love is doing heading into year two as the starter.
I think it just shows how far he's come, his maturity level, and really kind of taking the reins, taking ownership of this team. And he's been fantastic throughout the course of the offseason. And, you know, that's kind of what we expect from him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with highs soaring to the mid-70s. Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms are expected to strike. The first could be this evening, with the second by tomorrow morning, and again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high.
friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreidlow.
Tuesday morning, Matt Rothschild retired from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, but he's still busy here at Civic Media. We'll tell you how.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt Nair on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, May 20th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Weather cloudy, had some showers, a light thunderstorm moved through earlier, and now just kind of cloudy. Looking at the weather, looking like Mr. Zommer's going to be a little rough and tumble for the next 48 hours or so. Some parts of the state may see some rain and storms today. Maybe a chance of a couple being severe today, but it sounds like the real action is coming in late tonight into the early morning hours of tomorrow, and then again another round tomorrow night for parts of Wisconsin, and lots of kind of watches out. National Weather Service, Storm Prediction Center, putting this big, I don't want to call it a bullseye, but a big area where they're alerting people saying, hey, just a heads up, we want you to be aware that there could be some very damaging storms, high winds, a large hail, and potential tornado coming in for parts of Wisconsin, particularly for tomorrow. So keep an eye to the sky. Keep it tuned here to Civic Media and to your favorite weather news source. And just be aware, right? That's the key thing.
Yep. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, absolutely. So just be aware of that. And we appreciate all of you for tuning in here to Civic Media. We'll do our best to keep you abreast of the weather over the, over the next 48 hours or so. Road series for Milwaukee. Of course, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, telling us about the Brewers over the weekend. Couldn't quite close it out last night in Houston. They'll get another chance at, with a new team tonight against Miami. Formerly the Florida Marlins. They changed to make them, I guess, more centralized to Miami. And 5:05 first pitch tonight. You can hear that game in Richland Center, also in Oshkosh and Park Falls on the Brewers Radio Network. Hopefully your station has been selected, as we say. If not, you have to go elsewhere to stream it, as we're not able to stream Major League games on the Civic Media app. But if you live in Richland Center, Oshkosh, and Park Falls, you can catch the Milwaukee Brewers again against Miami tonight at 5:05 local time. Brewers still doing pretty well, Mr. Summers. How about that?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. I know I'm going to be going to a game.
Are
on
really?
Memorial Day.
Oh, on Memorial Day. Look at that. Well, we found ourselves not seated together, but we found ourselves on Friday, to those watched the show on Friday, at the Willie Nelson concert here in Madison, Wisconsin on Friday at Breeze Stevens Field. I went with my good friends Kurt and Florcy, me compadres, and Zommers heard about it on the show. He goes, well, I'm and late ticket. You got a ticket, and it was much cheaper than my ticket, I know.
Let me just say, Troy from Mount Horeb, one of our listeners who called in, thank you very much. He called in during the show and said, yeah, I don't have my tickets yet, but I'm going to go. Those tickets still available. Mm-hmm. And so I looked, and before fees, my tickets were $15 each. And I was like, well, screw whatever else I was doing. I'm going to go see Willie Nelson.
For $15, yeah.
I mean, after fees, it was $25 a ticket. Like, that is so worth it.
Yeah, that was, it's about a quarter of what we paid. That we were like two sections away from you. So you got the better deal by waiting later. But I do not regret paying what I paid because it's a living legend, right? And I know Matt Rothschild, our friend who's now doing a podcast here at Civic Media, he went as well. I saw he and his wife there and talked to him this morning. He was in the station here. And he loved it as well. And it's one of those things. And what was cool about it, there were people my age and certainly older, but I also saw people your age. And I also saw people like parents.
I saw kids, yeah.
I was going to say bringing their high school and middle school kids who you could tell a couple of these kids had like, why am I here? But years from now, when they realize who this person is and will be was Willie Nelson, they'll be able to say, hey, I saw them in concert and live and in person. And well, the thing about it, I'm not sure what first of all, my review was stellar. The guy clearly, even going on 91, still has it. And yeah, there were a couple of the higher notes, you know, you can't quite hit, but his voice is still there. And what really struck me, Mr. Zommers, was his picking skills, his guitar playing skills. I mean, nobody's better.
The first song, I was like, oh no, this isn't great. His guitar was rough in the first song. He just needed to warm up. After that, yeah. I was like, anytime he played a solo or something, I was just like, this man is 90. How do his hands still work this well? I was blown away.
Yeah,
like, it's not just good for 90. It was great.
And what he played, he himself, hour 20 minutes?
Something like that.
There was no teleprompter. I didn't see anything on the ground. He was singing all of those songs from memory. I mean, the guy clearly still is absolutely wired, engaged, and got it. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zommers mentioned him. Troy from Mount Horeb was listening in. He was heading back from down there in Illinois land, right? Troy, I assume you made it back. Tell us, Troy, if you did, and number two, what did you think about the concert?
I did, and it was a great concert. Like Luke, I bought my tickets on the way to the concert.
Did you really?
And I got $250 tickets for $50. I scalped the scalper.
Wow. That's the way to do it right there.
And then I got there just in time for the opening act to start,
yeah.
And I thought the guy that I bought the ticket from had 7 tickets, and all those seats were open. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, he lost all this money. But then when Willie came out, the other people joined us.
Oh, really? So he got something out of it just as it got close to Willie performing then.
Right. Yeah. But it was an amazing show. It really was, and I'm really glad I went. I'm not a big country music fan, but I'm a big Willie Nelson fan. There's, you know, he transcends genres. So yeah. This was a bucket list of mine that I wanted to go see.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm so glad you got to go, and thanks for calling back in and giving us your thoughts. It was, and we were sitting up, you know, in the I guess you call it bleachers a little bit, so we kind of have a look down on the field.
I looked for you in the boxes.
No, I couldn't afford that. No. We were like 106, so we were about the midfield. If you look at the soccer field, we were about midway there, looking at the stage. But we could see the entire field area, and about half the field was kind of standing room only. Folks bought tickets to just stand. That thing was completely filled in by the time Willie started performing. I mean, it had to be close to a sold out performance.
Yeah, I think it was. It was, like you said, the place was packed. Mm-hmm. And down where I was, it was like a music festival, you know.
Yeah.
It was really cool, the whole atmosphere. I've never been to Bree Stevens for a concert either. And it was a great venue.
Yeah, it really is. It's fantastic. Yeah. So, well, Troy, thanks so much for calling, and have a great rest of your week. And as always, thanks for listening.
Thank
we appreciate
you as well.
It. Yep, thank you, Troy, and Mount Horeb. If you were at the Willie Nelson concert, want to share your review, your opinion, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. I think Troy makes a great point, and that is there are some artists who, regardless of whether or not you're into their genre,
if you have an opportunity and you're able to afford it, and certainly this was a time, you and Troy, where you're able to kind of take advantage of those late tickets and make it a lot more affordable, you just go because you want to be able to tell, you know, if you're going to ever have kids or people, hey, I was there. And you have this shared experience that I don't think – that's why I love live concerts. Yes, I like listening to music, vinyl, streamed, CD, you know, old enough, cassette tape. But to share that experience in a live setting, there's just nothing else like
it. Yeah, definitely. It's something very special.
And if you – you know, it's not just Madison where we have Bree Stevens Field. I'm thinking of our, you know, people that are going to travel down to Southeast Wisconsin, Summerfest. I've been to that. I've seen Kenny Chesney at Summerfest before. That's just a great live setting. You know, you've got up north, you've got Eau Claire, you've got settings in Green Bay. I mean, all over the state of Wisconsin, you have all these great opportunities to take advantage of live music settings. And, you know, it's just... again, I'll say one of the best concerts I ever was at was across the street here at Overture Center back in, I think, 2006 when Tony Bennett came to town. And I got a late ticket in the orchestra section and like eight rows from the stage. And it was transformative. It was just because it was Tony Bennett. There were like four or five songs, maybe four, where he told his ensemble to take five. And he just stood there with a mic at center stage and sang like four of his hits a cappella, and it sounded exactly like what you hear on vinyl or the radio. And you're like, that is just, you know, God-given talent right there. I mean, the way that he is able, it's unique. There's nobody else like it, whether it's Tony Bennett or Willie Nelson or Cher or name some of these life genre legend artists. And if you ever have a chance, you know, do it, right? It's
and
great.
I would also say, even if, just like Troy said, Willie Nelson transcends genre, if you're not a country music person, or I would say if you're not a classical music person, but you get an opportunity to go affordably see one of the world-renowned orchestras, like mm-hmm. Chicago Symphony Orchestra, yeah. I got to see them, and that was incredible. I've been to plenty of good orchestras before, but going to one of those, that was like, they start tuning, and you're like, whoa, wait a second. They're just tuning. Holy crap. And it's so, like... you never hear a more pure, like, single tone, no matter how, I mean, once people are at that, like, top tier of performance, it's insane.
Linda listening on WMDX here in Middleton, Dane County, said she was in section 105, just a section over. It was an awesome experience. We have always loved Willie Nelson, and he did not disappoint. He did not. Not at all. So hope he has a lot more years left on the road again as he sang that song. That was really fantastic. That was pretty much the weekend. I spent a little time up at the old RC in Southwest Wisconsin, helped mom plant a few spring flowers. I made another trip to Kopke's greenhouse on Saturday to get
another $150.
No, not another $150, but a couple other bucks. I needed potting soil. And again, this Wednesday, tune in because we're going to be doing the show live from just outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, here in South Central Wisconsin at Kopke's Greenhouse, and talking to owner, proprietor, head gardener, Gordy Kopke, and some of his other fine staff, talking about plants and whatnot, answering your questions, and also talking about what's coming up this coming Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, big auction. All proceeds for the planter auctions go to the Honor Flight here in Wisconsin. Going to be a great show on Wednesday. Come back, more great show today on a Monday, May 20th. Going to talk about the old Republican State Convention, not the national, the state one. The wild and wacky of the Elephant Convention.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Question rather droll, for to march and kill over field and hill is a military
Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, May 20th. I'm not sure, Mrs. Amers, whether Republicans were playing that song as the elephants pranced around the room at the state Republican convention in Appleton this weekend or not.
I don't think so, but talking about the elephants prancing around definitely made me think of the Jungle Book. So
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Before we wrap up, talk about Willie Nelson in Madison over the weekend. Great concert indeed. Robert listening in McFarland on WMDX. Robert says, since we are talking about live music, if you all get a chance to see the Madison Scouts Drum and Bugle Corps, they will change your life every summer, unquote. Now, this brings up, and I don't want to go down too far on this tangent. Maybe we'll save this for tomorrow with Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. I'm a huge Drum and Bugle Corps fan. I'm a marching band person as well, and there are two distinct differences or different genres there. But I like both. Some people don't. I do. And I'm a big Drum and Bugle Corps fan, not just of the Scouts, but of the genre. And my friends Allison and Jonathan Klein and I usually try to get to at least one competition every year. Whitewater hosts them, also Rockford, Illinois, occasionally Madison, other places. So yeah, absolutely. If you get to see the Scouts, Madison Scouts, and also there are other regional corps around the Midwest as well, absolutely do it. It's fan. Maybe this is I'm glad Robert and McFarland texted this because I took a note, and I think it'd be fun to do a show from one of these live competitions this summer.
That would be super cool.
Because these people are athletes, let me tell you.
Yes. I also need to go to some of these because, I mean, I did some marching band in high school, and, you know, I did like snare drum solos for the state solo and ensemble competition. Mm-hmm. And like, so yeah, that'd be super cool.
It's very different. I mean, I shouldn't say very, but it's evolved over the years. And now there's a lot of Broadway going on, which I enjoy a good Broadway show. I mean, at some point though, I'm more into the Drum and Bugle Corps stuff than, anyway, we'll talk about it some other time. But yes, Drum and Bugle Corps, a fine activity as well for your summer activities. Well, up in Green Bay, let's get to the news of the day here over the weekend. And by the way, we have some cuts coming up. Marco Rubio of Florida says he will not accept the election results or won't commit to that, at least. We got J.D. Vance on Face the Nation over the weekend with some very interesting ideas. A grandmother. I mean, listen to your grandmother. A grandmother saying that she's ready to vote for Joe Biden, even though she's not a Democrat. We'll have all that more. But over the weekend, my former party, the Wisconsin Republican Party, of which I was a member and activist for nearly 30 years, left in 2011, but they had their state convention up in Appleton this weekend. And lots of newsy news to get to. If you want to weigh in on any of this, welcome in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. So this comes from our friends at Wisp Politics. And again, if you have not subscribed to Wisp Politics, do yourself a favor. Father's Day is coming up. Or just do it for the heck of it because you want to be in the know. If you want a great news source that's going to tell you exactly what the facts are, no bias, sign up to Wisp Politics. They do a great job. So this is from their great service. Headline, GOP activists approve resolution calling for impeaching state's top election official. Now, there is a lot of news coming out of Appleton at the state Republican convention this weekend. And again, for those non-political nerds like I am, You're hearing a lot about the national, the RNC, Republican National Convention, coming to Milwaukee, of which we're going to be there and covering. This is not it. This is the state Republican convention being held up in Appleton over the weekend. From WisPolitics, Wisconsin GOP activists approved resolutions calling for the impeachment of the state's top election official, declaring abortion, murder of an unborn child, and calling for, get this, the elimination of the state's income tax. The convention also approved declaring the party believes no one should be allowed to use a public locker room or restroom designated for persons of the opposite sex, and this is right from the resolution, quote, unless one has been so surgically mutilated as to appear to be in the opposite biological sex, even when naked, unquote. So a lot to unpack here, as they say. So these resolutions, you ask, what are these resolutions? So here's how it works, having been part of this for some time, left in 2011. Each county party is able to pass a resolution and send it to, and then it goes to the district. So their district, according to congressional districts, all right? So it goes to your district caucus, then the district resolutions committee votes on it, and if it passes there, then it goes to the state resolution committee. Now, back when Walter Baltz used to chair this committee with an iron fist and a burnt cigar. Walter is known for his cigars up there in the 3rd District outside of Westby. It was a very formal process, and you had to come with your facts, and he didn't pass frivolous stuff, Walter didn't, when he was chair of the resolutions committee. And a lot of people put up resolutions, and they'd get voted down at the state convention. And then only the kind of the most common and things that people really believed in, generally speaking, not always, but generally would pass. And there was almost always some spirited debate on the convention floor at the Wisconsin Republican Convention on whether we should pass these things. And some made it. And most of them, by the time it got to that point, made it, but some didn't. And one of the things I took note of the coverage here from WisPolitics over the weekend was that there was no debate on any of these resolutions. They took them up, as they say, en masse. In other words, they just voted on all of them at once rather than working on them individually. So there are some things here to just gin people up, like this, you know, resolution saying that no one could use a public restroom or locker room of the opposite sex. And here's a quote, unless one has been so surgically mutilated as to be of the opposite biological sex, even when naked, unquote, which leads me to beg the question, are Republicans wanting us to pull down their pants and show us our junk? Are there going to be hall monitors now in all public restrooms, and Republicans are going to sit there? Which I wonder, which of course makes sense if you were with us on Friday from the Florida Trident down there in Florida. Great story, by the way. You've got your Moms for Liberty co-founder Bridget Ziegler and her husband, Christian, the former Florida GOP chair, who were caught recently in a police report trying to lure women in for a threesome. So Republicans, for all of their saying that they're against sex, really want to get into our sex lives and see us naked, I guess. But more disturbing and important is this elimination of the state income tax. It's not as great as you might think. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Ball Show for a Monday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agriculture Service says that they are paying attention to Wisconsin specialty crops Administrator Daniel Whitley says this includes finding more trade avenues for potatoes and beans. He says there are some big changes in demographics and purchasing power happening in countries that we haven't been targeting for export before.
We're seeing a pretty rapid expansion of the middle class in some key regions of the world, Southeast Asia being one, parts of Africa being another. And we know that there's an improvement in their diets with this middle class growth. We know that that new income is likely to go to food consumption. We're also seeing more consumer-oriented goods, beans and peas and lentils that can be in prepackaged meals and frozen dinners and things like that. That's what we see happen in a lot of key markets. So I do think we'll see a lot of growth of sort of the higher value commodities.
Administrator Daniel Whitley says the Foreign Agriculture Service is projecting Africa to have a quarter of the global population by the year 2050. Stick around for a look at your commodity prices coming up.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levasol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to our equipment located in Dodgeville. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor line at our equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile, Chunk Gill. Keep up with Pam and the entire team at MidwestFarmReport.com, on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Monday from Chicago, soybeans are pushing higher as flooding disrupts harvest in Brazil. Cash beans are up 13¾ cents at 12.41¾. November new crop beans are up 11½ at 12.14¾. Wheat is also posting a double-digit rally as Russia anticipates its wheat exports to slow this year. July new crop wheat is up 34¼ cents at 6.85½. Corn is following the rest of the grain upward. Cash corn is up 8½ cents at 4.61 a bushel. December new crop corn is up 8¼ at 4.84¾. And the rally continues into dairy. The June Class 3 milk contract is trading up 31 cents at 21.77 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with highs soaring to the mid-70s. Multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms are expected to strike. The first could be this evening, with the second by tomorrow morning, and again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the greatest radio show ever. Dom and Crude, we're doing it live. Your calls, your text. Join us, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, May 20th, 2024, back to school, back to work. Not going to be able to stay back to school for too long. Many of the universities are either out or in the process of doing that. Public schools, many of course, also wrapping things up either this week or next week. So hang in there, all those teachers, educators, students, not too long to go, and then a little bit of a well-deserved break. Before the break, our break, last one that is, talking about the State Republican Convention held this weekend up in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin, where Mr. Zomers went to school. Up there in the home of Harry Houdini, who once said that his greatest escape was from Appleton, Wisconsin. Which I lived in Appleton for a summer. It's a very nice community.
No disrespect to anybody who lives there. It was not the place for me.
Oh, maybe it wasn't the place for you, but I mean, you got, well, back in the day when I lived there for a summer, while my parents were getting divorced, so not exactly, but there was some fun memories as well. It used to be the minor league baseball team. It used to be the Appleton Foxes, and somewhere I've still got an Appleton Foxes baseball helmet. Now they're, I believe, the Timber Rattlers.
Yeah, I've been to a few T-Rats games.
T-Rats, that's what you call them up there? All right.
I don't know if that's what other people call them, but that's what I call them.
But a beautiful stadium now.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
And I like Appleton.
And I like a lot of the things available in Appleton, like Lawrence University, fantastic school. Speaking of going to see classical music, if you're interested, you can go to Lawrence University and watch their concerts for free. Highly recommend that.
Very good. So the Wisconsin Republicans met up in Appleton, Wisconsin for the state convention, and they passed all of these state resolutions all together. Just vote one big voice vote. And they pass. So now here's the deal. Anybody who runs as a Republican in the state of Wisconsin, you can ask him. Say, Howard Markline, down in southwest Wisconsin. Of course, he's not up. Tony Kurtz, State Representative Tony Kurtz, down there in southwest Wisconsin. You can ask him. Say, do you support the state? You're running as Republican. I assume you support the Republican Party platform. Unless they say otherwise, every Republican in the state of Wisconsin supports these resolutions, which is now the party platform for 2024. And we're talking about one of them here before the break. This new resolution where they're opposed now, they're opposed, Republicans in Wisconsin are, to anyone using a public locker room or restroom designated for a person of the opposite sex, unless you pull down your pants and let them see your original pieces. I mean, that's what they're saying here, which I find a little disturbing. I didn't know Republicans wanted to be that involved in our personal lives. So that's one of them. Also, another resolution covered everything from calling for a ban on public funds being used to promote, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Also opposing ranked choice voting. And then it got into more calling for the impeachment of Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. The election, according to WisPolitics, the Election Commission voted 3-0 last year to appoint Wolf to a new 4-year term as Democratic members abstained from the vote. They argued that allowed Wolf to serve in the office indefinitely because it requires 4 votes to appoint an administrator. The issue is now tied up in court, and a resolution calling for her impeachment was referred to an assembly committee but didn't get a vote. So even though there's absolutely no proof of any wrongdoing at all by Megan Wolf, and in fact, she's won numerous awards across the country for how she's administered elections here in Wisconsin, Republicans now adopting a resolution, they want to get rid of her. Here's the one that I find most interesting and egregious that's gotten little to no attraction. And by the way, it wasn't just WisPolitics. Our very own news director, Terry Bell, God love him, took a lot of medication. And no, I don't know that. I'm not sure. I would have had to. Anyway, but I'll say this. Last year, of course, we tried to go, Trigvi Olsen and I and Terry and others, and Brian the Shim Sham Man, the chair of the Republican Party, pulled our credentials at the last minute, wouldn't allow us to go. Well, this year, they allowed our news director, Terry Bell, to go. And Terry, God love him, sat there through the entire thing and reports back that apparently there were a handful of Republicans from the dais, from the speaking podium, whining about us. And
about civic media?
About civic media and us in general, just saying that we're a thorn in their side and they don't like us, which I find enormously gratifying, which is absolutely. So here's the resolution that I think just everybody needs to know this, and everybody should ask your Republican elected official or anyone running as a Republican, do you agree with this? Here's the resolution that passed this weekend. Quote, making Wisconsin an income tax-free state, unquote. They want to make they get rid of all income taxes in Wisconsin. And at first blush, you say, well, this is fantastic. I get to keep more of my money. Like Florida. Well, guess what they have? Disney World and lots of tourism, okay? Here's the deal on this. You ask any state person, state elected official worth their salt, do you trust Bob Lang? Just ask him that question. Do you trust Bob Lang? L-A-N-G. Now, that name is not well known to a lot of folks. Bob Lang is the director of the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, essentially the nonpartisan government agency that watches over all of our state's money in terms of the budget and helps put the budget together. And Bob Lang has been there since God was a boy. Well, maybe not that long. He's been there for years, decades. And the thing is, he has survived Republicans and Democratic governors. He has survived Republican and Democratic Senate majority leaders. He has survived Republican and Democratic speakers in the assembly. Why? Because Bob Lang plays it right down the middle. In other words, all he does is gives you the facts, the numbers, and they're nearly inarguable, indisputable, because his numbers literally add up. So most people worth their salt in the state capitol will say, well, what does Bob Lang say? Get Lang in here. You hear that all the time. Here's what Bob Lang says. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau this January, they predicted the state will take in nearly $19.5 billion, with a B, $19.5 billion in income taxes during the 23-25 budget period. That's expected to account for more than 45% of general fund tax collections for the biennium. So our state income taxes, which add up to about $19.5 billion, that gives us the money for 45% of the general fund. The resolution that Republicans passed this weekend in Appleton, calling for the elimination of that $19.5 billion of revenue, is silent on any options to replace lost revenue. Now, Senator Chris Larson, who's been in the Senate for a while, Democratic senator from Milwaukee area, took the Fiscal Bureau's numbers, and guess what that $19.5 billion in lost revenue, that would be all of the state funding for all K-12 public education, the entire University of Wisconsin system, and the entire technical college system in the budget, with no options to replace that money. Which means if that was applied that way, theoretically, every community would have to fund your public school in its entirety locally. I mean, this is the most harebrained, irresponsible, whack job resolution I've seen in a long time. And where does it come from? The State Republican Party of Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I'm putting my FCC filter on.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Hearing today. And one of the questions I had is, how many of the Republican members of our elections commission were there at the Republican convention, and they voted in favor of removing Megan Wolf, even though they're the ones who voted on the rules that she was applying for them? I mean, was Bob Smith, how many of the fake electors were there at the Republican convention?
Well, let me interrupt you for a second, Mark. I know you're on a roll, but just since you brought this up, this is coming next. I want to bring this out. According to reporting, WisPolitics at the convention, and Terry Bell, our news director, was there as well, the party elected this weekend Waukesha County GOP chair Terry Dietrich and Pam Travis as two of the people to fill the Wisconsin slot on the Republican National Committee. In other words, the people who are going to vote for the presidential and vice presidential nominee at the National Convention in Milwaukee, as well as resolutions in Milwaukee at the National Convention. The other person besides Terry Dietrich, Pam Travis. Why does her name sound familiar? To Mark's point, she's one of the Republicans who submitted a false slate of electors for Trump in 2020, Mark.
I mean, and that is just disgusting, because that is in violation of the spirit of her, you know, that civil lawsuit that she settled, you know, they all signed off on, as far as, you know, that may have, you know, kept Josh Call from actually prosecuting them, you know, criminally. I mean, but these guys, they should all, the criminal prosecution, Josh Call should get off the stick and prosecute everybody who was involved in that, from, you know, that, and Shim Sham Man that was probably involved in coordinating some of the activities.
Yeah.
You know, that Scott Fitzgerald, you know, from, you know, that helped arrange the meeting room. They were all involved in the conspiracy. I'll say that once again, conspiracy. For all you right-wingers out there that think I'm being hyperbolic here, they participated in a conspiracy to overturn the vote of the people of the state of Wisconsin. They violated their oath of offices. There's just in the spirit of the law and the letter of the law.
Yeah.
I mean, that it is just disgusting that these people are just not, you know, facing charges. I mean, that it is just like everything's been rewritten, that morals don't mean anything more anymore. And the whole thing on bathrooms, how many restrooms we see now that just are unisex restrooms.
Right, exactly.
I find it
interesting for a party that wants to take the moral high ground on sexuality and issues of the body, that now they pass a resolution that say the only way that we believe that people should be able to use a restroom without their birth sex is somehow they pull down their pants or lift up their shirt and somehow prove themselves that they literally have the equipment to use that room. I mean, that's just weird, don't you think?
Well, I think it's really weird, because 20 years ago I went to see the Vagina Monologues by myself as a soul. I think I was the only man in the audience that day. The women were using the men's restroom because there wasn't a line for the restroom. And I just went ahead and let them use it in front of me.
Right.
I mean, for goodness sakes, I mean, it is just, these people, they need to grow up. I mean,
yeah.
For God's sakes, they're not sixth graders.
It's just, again, it's the hypocrisy and how much they want. Again, this was the party I belonged to for 30 years. And one of the things, here's what they used to talk about, Mark, when I went to the state Republican Party conventions. They'd say, "We don't believe that government should intrude in our personal lives. Get the government out of my personal life." And now you hear you've got the Republican Party that wants you to pull down your pants to prove you can use the restroom you're going into. I mean, I don't know how much more intrusive it gets, Mark.
It doesn't get much more intrusive than that. I mean, it is just ridiculous, and it just, I don't know if you remember the old show, Ally McBeal. They just had one restroom for everybody to use and a thing. But they had just about, you know, they went, the restroom doors and the stalls went all the way down to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and there's a solution for that, because we're all adults here, and that's what they recognize there. I mean, the only thing people are usually doing in the bathroom is going to the bathroom.
20 seconds. What do you think about this eliminating the state income tax, but nothing to replace it with? It would make the state broke.
It's asinine, because then they'd have to do like the other states that increase the sales tax,
right,
or property taxes are going to go up even higher, because
exactly,
we have to fund our infrastructure, and both personal infrastructure and physical infrastructure. In this,
appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so much. Give us a call if you like, Mark, 855-752-4842. More wild and wacky from the state Republican Party convention over the weekend. It's the All Balls Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Stop Awful Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The fastest fingers in broadcasting, Mr. Zommers. I said, dial up the Star Wars cantina music, because that's what a Republican Party convention is like up there these days.
I don't know. Figure and Dan and the Modal Nodes are a great band, and that's the band in universe who plays the cantina theme, and they're a much more cohesive group. Vibe is perfect, though.
If you've ever seen the original Star Wars film, the first one, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Han Solo and Luke Skywalker, they're in this cantina, and there's just a cast of weird characters from across the universe. And that's what the Republican Party State Convention has devolved into. And again, when I was part of the party, which I left in 2011, by the way, you'd have some of these people, and they'd usually have a table way in the back of the room or alongside the main convention hall. And people would kind of look at them and laugh and make fun of them. And you'd kind of humor them and, not to try to embarrass themselves, because they're already doing a good enough job of embarrassing themselves. But you'd think, well, let's just move on. But now those people have taken over the Republican Party. Now they're running the show of the state Republican Party of Wisconsin. It's absolutely crazy. So again, we're talking about the state party convention held, Republicans held up at Appleton this weekend. Among the crazy things that they not just talked about, they passed, saying that they want to impeach the state election commission administrator, Megan Wolf, that they want to get rid of the state income tax, which would create a $19.5 billion hole in the general fund, and offered no options to replace that revenue. And I haven't even gotten to this one yet. You want to know where Republicans are on abortion? They did this, the resolution they passed. Every Republican believes this. Quote, strengthening Wisconsin laws protecting the lives of unborn children to the maximum extent possible, unquote. In layman's terms, that means no exceptions. That means if a woman gets pregnant, however she gets pregnant, rape, incest, if her life is in danger, that the state Republican Party now believes there should be no exceptions to abortion ever. Period.
And saying to the fullest extent they can also implies that they're likely to come after birth control.
Yes, absolutely right. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor off of Facebook, watching there. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it, along with all the other folks on Facebook. Says, quote, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The student council from any Wisconsin high school could do a better job at any task than the state Republican Party. Well, having been a part of both, Mr. Perry, I can say you're right. You're 100% right. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Go back to the phone lines, listening on the tap up in beautiful Eau Claire. Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, I'm going to
going to try to be as nice as possible.
Good, thank you.
Steam's rolling out my ears, and I'm trying to keep my blood pressure up. This is so unbelievable, Mr. Alba. You know, you're a great guy. You were a member of the Republican Party. I know a lot of great Republicans that have left.
Mm-hmm.
And they have nothing to do with this. So now we are run by the derelicts, the perverts, the run-for-fame type people, the movie star wannabes. It's so sick. I mean, this all goes together. As we're seeing it on the national news, not the news, but national reports, and as we see it in, don't see it on our local news, but we got you guys. Thank you so much for being there. I tried to find it. I get sick when I watch them now because I can't stand it. You know, when they go and they interfere with court cases, they interfere with our elections. I mean, these guys got to go. They're like the bad boys that were pulling girls' hair at school. I mean, they're unbelievable, and people need to wake up because, hey, this is our state. We need our roads and bridges fixed. We need our school system strong. And these idiot derelicts who shouldn't even be allowed on the steps of the Capitol are running the place and they're running it to the ground. So I hope that they get some really good people that are intelligent. Maybe we should start administering intelligent tests, personality inventories, and one for the perverts that like to show naked pictures on the house floor and go after people and see what they got before they go in the bathroom. These people are sick. They need help. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jean.
Bye.
Now that's the way to kick off a Monday, you understand, with a little fire and brimstone there. But I get it, Jean. I totally get it. Because you read some of this stuff, and at first, I mean, you know, or if you should laugh, or you should cry, or if you'd be angry. Here's the thankful thing I'm thankful about. I'm thankful that they put it in writing, and I'm thankful that they took a vote so that we know what our options are.
Maybe we can finally, maybe they'll have some accountability now that they put it in writing.
Well, we'll see. But I think that it's always good to know where people stand when you go to the polls. I mean, one of the most remarkable things, I mean, of a list of many remarkable things, is the state Republican Party votes to choose this woman, Pam Travis, as a national committee person to send to the national convention to nominate a president and vice president and pass a national platform. And she is one of this group of fake electors. She was part of this cabal, along with Andrew Hitt, who finally went to Anderson Cooper at 60 Minutes on CBS and said, yes, this is all a sham, confessed it. And this woman, this Pam Travis, was part of that, a fake elector, part of trying to overthrow the United States government, and she gets elected to be a national committee person. That, to me, says everything right there of what the current Republican Party of Wisconsin is all about. A party that's saying, you know, we're going to do anything possible, maximum extent possible, on preventing abortion. And no matter what Ron Johnson or Eric Hovde said this weekend to try to moderate that, when asked how he would vote if a national abortion ban was proposed in the United States Senate, he wouldn't say, Eric Hovde. Eric Hovde not going to show you his cards. In other words, he'd vote for it. That's your choice. Tammy Baldwin, common sense, mainstream, a true Wisconsinite, or Eric Hovde, O.C. Eric Hovde, part of the weird Wisconsin Republican Party cantina in Appleton. Back after this for Hour 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams returns. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.